This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the wheat markets for Tuesday, October 19th. Well, we had a fairly quiet day in wheat yesterday, but Kansas City was leading higher. The previous day on Friday, Minneapolis was leading higher. Yesterday, it's Kansas City leading higher. But either way, the quality wheats are the ones driving this wheat complex forward. Minneapolis close to its contract highs, which were established on Friday, and in Kansas City, those highs were established back in mid-August, but they were tested in early October, and we're pretty close to those highs now again as we start out this week. So the wheat market clearly is well supported. We've been in a bull market since summer when the drought hit the northern plains and Canadian prairies. And then, of course, the Russian harvest was disappointing. So the world production is down significantly this year of the higher quality wheats. We're seeing that winter wheat planting is progressing pretty well. We've got decent conditions here in the United States, at least in the southern plains. And wheat should be pretty well established as it heads into dormancy. Around the rest of the world, we're seeing that Ukraine is reporting 75% done with their winter wheat planting, 50% done with the barley planting. Russian wheat planting is progressing very well also. According to Sovcon, Russian wheat plantings for next year will be about equal to this year. They do expect to see a slight increase in winter wheat plantings and a decrease in spring wheat plantings. And that likely would increase production simply because winter wheat yields more. And they're assuming normal growing conditions, which they did not really have this past year. So Sovcon is projecting total Russian wheat production at 80.7 million tons for next year. That's up 5.2 over this year. They are seeing some very good moisture in the major winter wheat areas, the southern region, the western region, even the Volga Valley, which was initially the driest part this past growing season, has had some significant rain. So by and large, the Russian winter wheat crop should get off to a good start and be well established as it heads into winter. They are also projecting that Russian farmers probably will back off a bit on fertilizer use because of the high cost. So that could shave off some yields depending on what kind of moisture we get. But by and large, at least for most of the northern hemisphere, it does appear that winter wheat plantings are on schedule and moisture conditions are pretty good in most areas. The U.S. far western plains could use some more moisture. But we do expect that, generally speaking, the Northern Hemisphere winter wheat crop should go into dormancy in pretty decent shape. So it's all about demand as we move forward. And I think that that is something that's been underpinning the market clearly. We get our breaks, but the buyers seem to step up, come in off the sidelines, and support the market. We look for competition to be pretty tight. In Russia, of course, they've got this onerous export tax. And then starting next year, they're talking about actual tariffs or actual quotas on wheat exports. That likely will slow down their exports. And it appears that the exporters are trying to move as much wheat as they can before the end of the year, before these quotas take effect. So that could push them to be a bit more aggressive, but the export tax really prevents that. So we're seeing Russian interior prices move higher for wheat, flour, FOB offers move higher for pretty much all grains. But as we watch the crude oil move higher, it pushes the Russian ruble value higher, which makes their exports more expensive. So that's pushing up part of the reason it's pushing up Russian FOB offers. Well, that elevates all world prices and gets us closer to being competitive with those prices. So it supports our own markets just by default. And, you know, the U.S. dollar has actually backed off here a little bit over the last couple sessions. So that's helped as well. So we're competitive. And when it comes to quality wheat, whether it's spring wheat or hard red winter wheat, choices are pretty limited. You know, the U.S. or Canada for spring wheat, and obviously, both of those regions had a huge drought, huge drop in production. For hard red winter wheat, it's the U.S., Russia, Ukraine, Argentina. However, Ukraine's going to run out pretty soon. Russia's staring at the tax and then quotas. And Argentina, which probably is going to have an okay, just like an average crop, which they're in the middle of harvesting. But there's this cloud hanging over them with the GMO wheat that we don't really know for sure if that's going to get blended. Are they going to be able to keep it separate? And who's going to buy it? So there are definitely some questions rising from the Argentine crop. But nevertheless, we're looking at a demand-driven market on tightening supplies, not only of U.S. wheat, but world wheat in general, especially the exporters' wheat. And I would, you know, we're not going to have any replenishing of that other than the Southern Hemisphere harvest, which, again, usually this time of year we tend to see the market stall out and sometimes move lower. That could happen this year, but again, watching the price action, we see the buyers are stepping up as the market pulls back. So it doesn't look like the breaks will be very long lasting or very deep. We look for the normal seasonal patterns to develop and probably extend a little bit. So we're looking at early, well, around mid-January, once we get past the initial calendar year selling, we get a little bit of a surge in prices typically. Then we usually get a pretty good run into early February, and then we get a big run up into early May. And I expect that early May window probably could be a lasting high. It just depends on what Mother Nature dishes up for weather through the growing season after that. But from the lingering effects of the bull market and the demand-driven market on tightening supplies for this old crop, usually early May is going to be when you see your last gasp of buyers looking to get shored up to last them through the growing season, last them until they get to harvest. You're going to have a battle for acres next year. I don't see any way around it. And we had a big run up in corn and beans from an acreage battle this past spring. Well, you can definitely throw spring wheat into that mix, oats, barley, and I think winter wheat will tag along depending on what kind of weather we get through April and into early May. So again, a lot going on in the wheat space. It's become primarily demand focused, and demand has been strong and world prices are moving higher. So it should support wheat, you know, through our normal seasonal patterns. And I would expect this to last pretty much through early May is my ultimate window target. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.